Imperium IP Holdings versus Samsung Electronics. And again, start with Mr. Edel.
Thank you, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. For the 290 patent, the Board erroneously adopted Samsung's motivations for obviousness. Prior to the 290 patent, CMOS sensors connected to processors using either a single-ended interface or a differential interface. The 290 invention was the first CMOS sensor that connected using a selective interface circuit for data transmission. A helpful way to think about single-ended and differential interfaces, Your Honors, and the contrast between them, is a bicycle and a race car. Single-ended, like a bicycle, is slow but cheap. Differential, like a race car, is fast but expensive. In essence, Samsung argues that combining a bicycle and a race car would have been obvious because one could do it. But the proper question is whether a skilled artisan would have been motivated to do so. And the answer is no. Samsung's three motivation theories are cost, performance, and versatility. If you look at cost, they argue that the prior art expressed concerns over cost and using interfaces. But cost can't be a motivation here, because if cost is a concern, one would use the cheaper bicycle, the single-ended interface. Samsung has failed to show that using a selectable interface would be cheaper than using the cheaper, simpler bicycle, the single-ended. Without such evidence, the Board cannot rely on cost as a motivation to use the more expensive, complicated, selective interface circuit and add that to the primary references.
Is cost really that cabined as a notion? If you had a very much less versatile circuit, and the cost, I would think, in trying to serve a number of different needs would be the cost of one circuit that could serve a variety of needs versus the cost of multiple different circuits to serve the variety of needs. So the fact that one is cheaper than the other doesn't account for the fact that you may need lots of the singlets.
Well, actually, Your Honor, if we look at Umeda and the 290 patent, Umeda is one of the primary references. The column one that Samsung relies on for the cost premise speaks to the fact that the main cost issue relates to the amount of pins that are used to connect the sensor to the processor.
You equate the cost and the number of pins.
And that the number of pins, as it goes up, the bigger the chip area, the higher the cost. That is Samsung's motivation theory on cost. But all that evidence points to is using the cheaper bicycle, using the single-ended interface, which both parties agree provides the minimal amount of pins. Samsung, in its own briefing, says that you can transmit data using a single pin with a single-ended interface. And it was Samsung's burden to show that the primary references would want to use these more costly and more pin-based selective interface circuits. And that has not been shown here,
well,
Your Honors.
The Board relied on multiple combinations, right?
Yes, Your Honor, but the idea of this pin count issue on cost is intrinsically true for all sensors. And so there's no discussion in the secondary references of Roe and Toshiba that any sort of increase in cost would justify the throughput that could supposedly be used with a selective interface.
Well, I'm going to say I'm a little confused here. My understanding is that Roe and Toshiba suggest that it would be useful to have both single and dual approaches to this, and that, but it doesn't, those references don't say how to do it. And what the Board found was that Umeda and Sears showed how to do that, so that you had the choice between the single and dual, and that that would be the motivation to combine so that you would have the ability to do the things that Roe and Toshiba say is desirable. Am I misunderstanding it?
Respectfully, yes, Your Honor. I mean, like a lot of inventions, the elements are already out there in the prior art. We have to look at now motivation.
Wait. What's wrong with what I said?
So both the board and Samsung, their motivation theories focus solely on the design needs of Umeda and Sears. Every single cite to motivation refers to motivations coming from...
I'm sorry. I don't think you're addressing what I said. What I said was that Roe and Toshiba said it would be desirable to be able to have either a single or a dual approach here because, you know, some systems use one, some use another. Correct?
No, Your Honor. That's not what the board or Samsung relies on for their motivation. While it's intrinsically true that...
That's what I said is true, isn't it?
It is true that that's what those references teach, but that's not what the board relies on for its analysis.
Well, are you saying that the board was wrong when it said that you could increase Sears throughput by use of Toshiba or Roe?
It's wrong as a technical matter. Again, this is why speculation on the board is so harmful here, because there's nothing in the evidence that shows that the type of...
That's debating a factual finding of the board, right?
Well, yeah, Your Honor, yes, Your Honor, you're correct. But if we look at what's actually in the art, Umeda and Sears already provide systems that operate. There's nothing in the teachings that show that the addition of the secondary references interfaces provides a net benefit.
And those are the image sensor systems, and then Roe and Toshiba are the ones that have the paired single line and differential line circuit. And the whole idea is, why not use those circuits in the image sensors of the other two?
Yes, Your Honor. The board fell into the trap of why not? Why not do this?
But it would provide the alternative circuits that were disclosed in Umeda and Sears, right? Those two references said here, you know, you can have a chip that provides the two alternatives, right? The single or the dual.
You're absolutely right, Your Honor. That's what the secondary references teach.
Okay, so what the board said, if I understand correctly, is that it would have been obvious to combine one of those two approaches with the primary references in order to offer this alternative.
But the rationale for the benefits alternative are
that's
the cost.
That's correct, right?
So, was that correct? Yes, Your Honor. But the actual logical underpinnings the board used were the cost, performance, and versatility.
Right, and then they cited to testimony from Samsung's expert to support that conclusion. Even if you submitted alternative evidence, how do we get around the fact that the board made that specific finding of fact?
The reason is, Your Honor, if we look at versatility. So versatility argued what Samsung argues for the first time.
Versatility means that you can have you can either use the single or the double approach, right?
That's certainly Samsung's position, yes, Your Honor.
Yeah, and that's what the board said, right?
Yes, but if we I'll address that issue, why that's substantively wrong. But if we take a step back and look at Samsung's red brief, Samsung argues for the first time there that there is a tension between the benefits of saving on cost on the one hand versus the benefits of versatility on the other. But this shows why versatility cannot be a motivation, because Samsung has failed to show that the benefits to versatility outweigh the resulting increases in cost from using this more expensive selective interface circuit. Because Samsung failed to show that there's a net benefit economically to use these more expensive selective interface circuits, there's no justification for using these based on versatility.
Well, that's assuming that things like increased compatibility versus versatility and throughput are not intrinsically valuable if they might also increase cost to some extent. I mean, sometimes if you get better performance, you don't mind if there's an increase in cost.
And I think the court's In re Schweiker decision is instructive here, Your Honor, because in that case, all that the primary reference lacked was a memory that was selectable between locking and unlocking. And the secondary references taught this feature. But here, the court reversed because there was no showing that the added functionality or versatility from this locking selection added, and to quote Your Honor, it would do little more than add unwanted cost and complexity to the system. That's exactly what's going on here.
But no, it's not what's going on here. It's not unwanted versatility. It's wanted versatility.
So, and that brings me to the what I preluded to, Your Honor, in addressing the actual merits of the facts on versatility. So if we actually look at Samsung's facts on versatility, they don't show motivation because the versatility that is relied on comes from the Umeda reference, the column one of Umeda, and column one and two, excuse me, of Umeda, where Umeda discusses that in the prior art, there was an issue where the functionality for these sort of video processors were external to CMOS sensors. They were on the user's computer. And the versatility that Umeda desires is moving and migrating all of these different functionalities for video processing and putting those onto a single chip. That sort of versatility doesn't relate at all to interface circuits, Your Honor, or how the data gets from the CMOS sensor to the processor.
Are you saying the board was wrong in concluding that there was actually an industry demand to support both single and differential interfaces?
Absolutely, Your Honor. The first person to recognize that were the inventors here at the 290 patent. There's nothing in the record, either from naked arguments by Dr. Baker or the actual references, that shows that there is the desire or market pressure to have these sort of selectable interface circuits incorporated into CMOS sensors. The first person to realize this benefit were the inventors of the 290 patent.
Did you just say that their witness, Dr. Baker, made this assertion, but you think he didn't have support for it?
No, Your Honor. What I was trying to say is there is no evidence or rationales coming from Dr. Baker that addressed this market need or pressure point. What Dr. Baker did in his analysis was look at each one of these motivations in a nutshell, and talks about the need to balance these, but doesn't explain how this balance would provide a net benefit over the prior art, which already had CMOS sensors that used single interfaces and CMOS sensors that used differential interfaces, without any showing that the versatility that Samsung asserts outweighs the added cost that using these sort of interfaces. We're left with the situation in Ray Schweikert, where there's no showing of any benefit to this supposed added functionality.
But as I understand Dr. Baker's testimony, what he was saying is that the best balance of cost, throughput, and versatility came from this combination. So cost isn't the only factor. So why is that testimony so wrong that we should have to say that? The board doesn't have sufficient evidence to support it, given our differential standard of review.
So first, Your Honors, the summary of Dr. Baker's analysis is accurate. But Dr. Baker was looking at the cost benefit of including both a single-ended interface as well as a differential interface on the chip. But that presupposes that there was a need in the art for this. There's nothing in the actual references that talks about that there's added performance provided by including this sort of a doubling up of a single-ended interface as well as a differential interface. There's nothing that shows that the primary references cannot use a purely single-ended interface. So Dr. Baker's analysis on balancing is fundamentally flawed from the onset. And there's nothing that backstops that with any sort of cost analysis that compares the single selective interface with a purely there's nothing that in the analysis that looks at a selectable interface's cost versus using a purely single-ended interface. Without that sort of
evidence. You're into your rebuttal time. Do you want to save the rest of it?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
Pepe, is
that yes.
May it please the court. The board here found four separate combinations render claim 10 obvious. This court only needs to find one of those combinations is supported by substantial evidence to affirm the board's decision. I want to take a step back for a moment because it's important to put Claim 1 into perspective to correct something that counsel stated at the beginning of his argument. He stated that it was the inventors of the 290 patent that first came up with and recognized the benefits of a selectable combined interface, an interface with a single-ended and differential signaling path. That's incorrect. Roe and Toshiba disclose exactly that. That's what Claim 1 of the 290 patent is all about, a combined, selectable, single-ended, and differential interface. The board found that claim anticipated by Roe and Toshiba. And in Roe and Toshiba, they discussed the advantages to having single-ended and differential interfaces in one circuit. Claim 10, which is at issue here, simply takes this, and they did not appeal Claim 1.
Yeah, I forgot to ask about that odd reference to jurisdictional questions, but nobody's appealed Claim 1, right?
That's correct. It was in their notice of
appeal. Just not before us.
It was in their notice of appeal. They chose not to brief it. They raised a jurisdictional issue that we disagree with. They could have argued it. They chose not to. Claim 1 is anticipated by Roe and Toshiba. What Claim 10 does is take this anticipated interface of Claim 1 and simply use it to connect an image sensor and an image processor. That's it. If you look in our brief on page 15, we show that the vast majority of the limitations of Claim 10 overlap identically with Claim 1. The only new limitations are a sensor and a processor. The board found it would be obvious with four separate combinations to take the Roe or Toshiba interfaces and use them in either the Unita or Sears imaging systems. And that is what's at issue here, is whether or not there was a motivation to make those four separate combinations.
What's the best combination, do you think?
In our view, they're all great combinations.
Yeah, but that's like a waiter saying everything on the menu is bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Sears and Roe is a simple combination to deal with. Sears says we want a system that has high throughput, minimal cost. What Dr. Baker said and what the board agreed with is that if you use the interfaces of Roe or Toshiba, let's focus on Roe, you're going to get a high throughput interface that will have minimal cost. It looked at all of these factors. Why is it high throughput? It's high throughput because it has a differential interface.
So the quote that I referred back to that the board said is that Dr. Baker talked about this combination, I think it was Sears and Roe or Sears and Toshiba, but as having that Dr. Baker said it's the best combination of throughput, versatility, and cost. So he didn't necessarily say it was going to overall make the cost less, but he said you get the benefits without a lot of cost increase, as I read it.
That's correct. There's a balancing here of all of these factors. Versatility was something that was specifically called out by the Unita reference.
So would you agree with your friend on the other side that it doesn't necessarily have an absolute reduction in cost?
We believe it does because you're getting a highly versatile interface because it's compatible with both single-ended and differential, but you're getting a lower cost interface because you're combining those single-ended and differential interfaces into one circuit. Otherwise, if you had separate interfaces, a separate single-ended, separate differential, you would have at least three, possibly four or five pins. By combining them, you're down to two. You're down to two, which saves pin count, it saves cost, it saves package size, it saves chip size, which are all things that Umeda wants in an interface. That was presented by Dr.
Explain to me the relationship between pin count and these other benefits.
So when you have multiple pins, the pin is a pretty large item on a circuit or on a chip. If you have to have three, four, or five pins, the chip has to be bigger. The package size has to be bigger. By eliminating a pin, It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is significant because the chip, the pin takes up so much size within the chip. So going from 3 to 2 allows you to shrink that chip, shrink the package size, and save cost, save manufacturing cost. That was the beauty of Roe and Toshiba. By combining the single ended and differential and eliminating, minimizing the pin count, you also got the versatility and high performance that Yomita wanted. Yomita says, give me high performance, give me versatility. Yomita says, we want to be able to communicate single ended signals. We want to be able to communicate differential signals. If you have separate single ended, separate differential interfaces, that's going to cost money. It's going to be bigger. There's going to be more pins. If you just have a single-ended, like counsel was suggesting, you're not going to get high performance. Single-ended is a bicycle. It's slow. Differential is fast. It's like a jet engine. By having both the bicycle and the jet engine in the same circuit, you're getting versatility. You're getting performance. While at the same time, you're getting a cheaper, smaller, less pin interface. That's the balancing that Dr. Baker did, and I could direct your attention to APX 3837, paragraph 114, where he specifically discusses the balancing of all these various factors. He talks about the fact that Yomita wants a circuit that has a reduced number of pins, but at the same time, it wants high versatility and high performance. What he says and what the board agreed with is that by balancing all these various needs, there would be a motivation to use Roe and Toshiba in the circuit of Yomita and Sears. Why? Because it meets all of those desires that Yomita is seeking. Same thing with Sears. Sears wants high throughput, it wants compatibility, and it wants low cost. You take Roe and Toshiba, which has the high throughput because it has a differential interface. It has low cost because it's combining the circuits into one and combining the pins, and you're increasing compatibility because you're going to be able to use single-ended signals as well as differential signals.
What's your response to your friend's argument on the other side that there was no evidentiary basis for the board to conclude that there was an industry demand for this?
Your Honor, that is presented in multiple occasions, both in the petition as well in Dr. Baker's declaration. For example, APPX 79, which is the petition, let me focus you on 128 instead, APPX 128.
Okay.
APPX 128 and 129 talks about implementing Sears using Roe and Toshiba's interfaces, and it talks about in 129, it talks about a POSITA, and I'm looking at the last paragraph, Your Honors, about halfway down. A POSITA also would have understood that even though the industry in April 99 was trending toward differential interfaces, the industry also placed importance on the option for a single-ended interface to shore compatibility with existing devices that used single-ended interfaces. The industry demands to support both single-ended and differential interfaces while minimizing pin costs was a further motivation. Moreover, APPX 860 talks again about, in fact, it's 861, talks about industry demands. And this is Dr. Baker's declaration. He says, and this is at the top in that first box, about the fourth line, this substitution would have been obvious to try and would have been a simple design choice driven by market demands that would lead to predictable results with a reasonable expectation of success. So the record, and these are just two examples, of where Dr. Baker and Samsung pointed to market pressures, pointed to design needs. I could point you to other locations. APPX 901, 902 have similar statements about market demand and industry demands and market pressures. And finally, I believe also in APPX 3841, there's additional discussion there. So I just pointed you to a few, but there are others within the record which show and support that. One other statement that was made by my colleague here that I have to address more thoroughly was this notion of only a single entered interface could have been used, and that would have been the lower cost. And again, circling back to my point earlier, just using a single entered interface looks at cost in isolation without considering all the other desires and demands that Yomita and Sears were looking for. You can't just look at cost alone. As Judge O'Malley pointed out, our expert, our petition, talks about looking at all of these factors, looking at it holistically, balancing all of them. And when you look at them as a whole, just using a purely single-ended interface would not meet any of the other goals. It's not the ideal interface to be used for Yomita and Sears. There's no motivation to use just purely single-ended. Yomita and Sears want versatility. They want performance. They want low cost. Looking at all these factors, Roe and Toshiba meet them, and that's the motivation to combine. Unless there's other questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Pepe. Mr. Adelman?
Your Honors, my friend focuses on performance and throughput from Sears, so that's where I'd like to start our discussion here. There is no performance gain from using a selected interface circuit over using standard circuits, because a differential interface provides the same performance as a single as a dual-use interface. So the premise that there was a trend in the art toward higher performance doesn't get us to a motivation. If there's desire for higher performance, you use a standard off-the-shelf interface, the differential interface. So the idea that there are market trends in the art does not support Samsung's position. The 290 patent, like many inventions, is novel because it's counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive to use a selectable interface and these sort of CMOS sensors, because the prior art focused on when you needed performance, you used a differential interface, but those have higher costs than a single-ended interface. The 290 inventors were the first to recognize that this counterintuitive combination of a CMOS sensor with a selectable interface provides a justifiable benefit. All the evidence that the board and Samsung point to look at these naked ideas of cost, performance, and versatility. They don't look at them together and actually show that the added benefit to versatility outweighs the detrimental impact it has on higher costs.
Okay, Mr. Edel, thank you. We're out of time. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.